White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, August 18, 1903. W.C. White.
I am unable to be free in mind. I think I should be at Healdsburg and have an interview with Brother Jones, but the much writing must be done, and I do not know how to get the matter satisfactorily adjusted. After much trouble and anxiety of mind, I am decided to start out and try it, if I cannot go farther than Calistoga. August 19th. We left with our two working farm horses and our large covered carriage, and we were very comfortable. We left at 5 o'clock. Designed to leave at 4 o'clock, I was up at 2 o'clock. We rode to within 12 miles of Healdsburg, then halted and fed the faithful workers, Stormy and Dolly. We ate our simple lunch of fruit and bread and enjoyed our refreshment. Tarried 1 hour and a half, and we were all refreshed. Arrived at Healdsburg at 11 a.m. Our room is up in the third story. We enjoy being where we can look out on the landscape and mountains. I endured the journey well, and I slept while riding several miles. I have spoken this morning to a few students, about 30. I tried to tell them a few things of what constitutes true education. The words were such as to lead them to think and act as responsible moral agents. Romans 12. God will never fail. He will act his part, and if the human agent will, in humble meekness, act his part appointed him of God, he will be a laborer together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. The weak human agency is to submit to the divine, yet act his part. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, lest you shall not act becomingly in cooperation with the divine helper. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2, verse 12, 13. We are to pray much. We need to appreciate the scattered rays of light, blend every precious ray with each succeeding ray, and let it shine in and let it shine forth to others. Truth appreciated will be an abundant consolation. It is the bread of life to the hungry, starving soul. Truth, ever fresh and with increased force, will be plainly revealed. This is your course: to ask, to believe, and to receive by faith the heavenly grace. The golden grains of truth are scattered all through the precious field of the gospel. But I find the mail goes soon, and I have had no time to write you. I have had two talks with Brother Jones, and he understands the situation. Clarence will write. If the letter does not come to you in this mail, it will soon, the next mail. But do not anyone talk or make any movement in reference to the school at Battle Creek. We are not to let the medical students or any parties be left to the temptations and snares of the enemy if we can prevent it. I have had things presented to me. As faithful watchmen, we must guard the sheep and lambs that they shall not be led astray. We must secure every chance to preserve the youth. Some do not know and understand the dangers that beset us on every side. I shall write you more tomorrow. The Lord is not going to have his cause and work extinguished, and those who love and serve him distressed and afflicted. There are men who must be on the ground at Battle Creek and take advantage to fish and hunt for souls, to uphold the truth before the multitudes. So we will take the very best view of the situation from our standpoint. Jones, I think, will guard the fort. He says that is all he goes to Battle Creek for, to present our position, straight and plain, from the Bible. And when he cannot do this, he will not remain. But it is best that every advantage shall be laid hold of to reach the worldlings anywhere, and there will be true-hearted Christians to reach, and the poor, unsuspecting medical missionary students be helped. All these must be helped, and every ray of light shine forth. The truth must stand as truth, Bible truth, and Dr. Kellogg himself may come to see his spiritual defection. This was the way the matter should be tried, and everything tested. Let all keep silence and make no movement of their own human self. God works, and no man can hinder him. Looking unto Jesus, we have a friend at court. I felt at one time I could not endure the thought of the presentation, but we are to labor together with God to defeat the enemy and change the presentation. I may have to go to Battle Creek, but I mean that that medical missionary company shall not be ensnared, for the Lord will help us to do His work in a way that will be recognized of heaven. I will write tomorrow. In love.